Okay, so in all of these trainings, I've been sharing with you small and large ways that you have been giving away your power. And we give our power away in all kinds of ways, without even realizing it most of the time. But I specifically want to draw your attention to these things that we've already talked about. So when you do work that is not fulfilling to you because you need money, then you give your power away. You give your power away to the fact that you're doing work that's not fulfilling. You give your power away to money. And I know that you need money to live, so I'm not saying that you don't, but I just want you to be aware of that as a means of giving away power. So instead of holding tight in that certainty that this is what you're meant to do, you give your power away. We all do it. I did it too. When you believe that you're not enough, or when you buy into the story that you're not enough to change the world, or that it's too far beyond you, you give your power away. When you settle for less than you want, you give your power away. When you tell yourself things like, maybe this just isn't meant to happen for me, you give your power away. When you allow your priorities to be derailed by other people's priorities, you give your power away. But these are just a few of the ways that we do this. There are actually, and you know, when you do this in one place, you will be doing it in lots of places. So I really want you, off the back of this audio, to think about all of the ways that you give your power away and how you might start to take it back without being a bitch about it. And the reason that I say that is because we are surrounded in this industry by women claiming to be badasses, by women claiming to settle for, to tolerate nothing but being treated like a queen, by women who are actually angry and frustrated, and put it out there as if it's empowerment when actually it's not. So I want you to think about all of these little ways that we give away our power and how you can change that without sacrificing other people's well-being to achieve it. Because every time somebody says to you something like, nobody will buy that, or how dare you, how can you charge that much? Whenever we let that become true for us, we give our power away to them. That said, if we fight them on it, so instead of being like, interesting perspective, if we instead go, well, no, you're wrong, and we actually start arguing with them, we actually drag ourselves into the drama with them and give our power away to the drama. So it's really a case of allowing people their opinions, including your coaches, including the other people in the industry, allowing people their opinions and not buying them, and not buying the need to defend yourself either. It's really, really natural when somebody says something that is in opposition to what you believe, or when somebody criticizes you, it is really, really natural to want to defend yourself. And sometimes a good, a good offensive is the best defense. The reality is that whether you defend it or whether you offend them to defend it yourself, neither of these things are empowering. The only empowerment is when you can literally let it bounce off you without puncturing you. There's a little, there's like a little analogy for you. So if you imagine that you are a container, and inside of your container you are absolutely solid and full up with all of the good belief in what you have to offer, in how amazing you are, in the fact that you are going to change the world, and all of the things that you will learn in the subsequent modules. When you are solid like that, you become impenetrable. You don't need to fight anybody because anything that they say just bounces off you. But when your container is weak, when your belief in yourself and your brilliance is weak, you can very easily be punctured because you're not solid. Like inside is like empty air as opposed to solid stuff. This is my best analogy, I'm afraid. And so what I want you to start noticing are the micro instances where you feel the need to fight, or indeed the need to freeze. Because, you know, we have fight and flight and freezing. So if you feel, if somebody says something or you hear something or you read something, or even you're just telling yourself something and you feel the need to either argue about it or like just stop or run away, I want you to start noticing these micro instances and ask yourself, why, what is this about? What do I believe about myself that is making this such a trigger point for me? Because it is in understanding these moments, these micro instances, that you can start to neutralize the things that are triggering you, so that you can really, really take back your power. Take back your power from the stories that you're telling yourself. Take back your power from the drama. Take back your power from other people. So the real takeaway from this is that I want you to start recording every moment where you feel, oh my God, I have got to argue this out. I feel angry. I feel, you know, I feel attacked. Every single time, and ask yourself, what is this about? And this is really one of the cores of empowerment work. It really is the crucial piece. And this is why clients work with me for years and years and years, because this is the stuff that we are dealing with on the daily, on the moment by moment, these little micro instances, which actually reveal so much about who you are. And until we can get you to the point, and there's never a point. I mean, there is no point, because there is always new things coming up. When you have fully reclaimed your power to the most that you can at any given point in time, you will find that it doesn't matter what people say to you. It just bounces off you because you are solid. So without further ado, I'm going to leave you with that. And if you are in the VIP upgrade, then this is a great use of that Voxer support to jump in with any of these micro instances of triggering, so that we can start to neutralize them and really reclaim your power, so that when you show up for your clients, you are doing that from a fully empowered place. Because it is empowerment that empowers others. Empowerment that empowers your clients. And so when you become, we'll call it untriggerable, they in turn will begin to become untriggerable, which can only improve their results.